what is this? Bad relationship advice
by two teens.
By two teens. I'm Hannah.
I'm Yanni.
And
that's it.
That's it. Enjoy. Or don't. Actually, don't take any. Definitely don't enjoy. Don't quote anything we say, because.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
This is our own opinions.
Yeah. Not valid. But
if you want to take it, take it.
Exactly.
But you might get dropped.
You might. Yeah. We might accidentally F you over.
Yeah. So I
caution
you not.
Caution. Proceed with caution.
Yes.
Should guys still give their jacket to their girl if they said to bring one? So it's like, if you're cold and you ask for his jacket.
But okay, my thing is.
Okay.
He already told you to bring one. You
know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And most of the time, it's like repetitive.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like the girl been doing it over and over again. Like, oh, I'm cold. Like, give me a jacket.
It's like, dude, I already told you.
But I feel like you should still do it, though.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like.
I'm going to get mad at you if you don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you still have to. Like, you still got to give me a jacket, even if it is cold. But I think there should be like a cutoff where it's like, if it's like hella times.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you kind of got to.
My thing is, if it's been like a year and you're still doing it.
I was thinking like a couple months.
Maybe, yeah, a couple months. Then it's like, no, I'm not giving you my jacket. I'm sorry.
Yeah. At that point, just have one of their jackets like in your car.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Just like backup, first aid kit. Okay. The next question is, do you think you should still keep photos of your ex like on your phone or not on your phone, just in general? Or keep anything of theirs in general?
I feel like no.
No?
But I feel like it also depends how it ended.
Yeah.
Because it's like, maybe on a good note, some like group photos. But yeah. If it's like just YouTube, probably not.
Yeah. But okay, this just popped in my head. What if it's like they gave you a gift, right? Say they like gave you a necklace or a bracelet or like your new favorite sweatshirt. Should you still be like wearing that even after they broke up? And like say like they never asked for it back or you kept it or whatever.
I feel like keeping it, it's fine, but wearing it, I don't know.
But if you're keeping it, isn't that kind of like,
because
I'm
it's like
wear, but it's like I'm going.
But
keep
it's like
it.
Oh, it's like, oh, it's a birthday gift, let's say.
Yeah.
Then it's like, I don't know. I think it kind of depends.
I feel like it depends.
It depends on like the meaning behind the gift. Like if it was a birthday gift, it's like something you wanted.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh, this is going to be sentimental.
Yeah.
Like a necklace.
Yeah.
Like this, like a promise ring kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. Like
if I still see you wearing that promise ring.
Oh, no. Red flag.
What no, the? Yeah.
Nah.
Take that cool. thing off.
But I think you should delete pictures.
Yeah. But if it's like group pictures with friends.
That's like.
Just cross their face out.
No, yeah. Just crop the picture.
No, yeah.
Block them out.
I feel like group pictures aren't that bad. But if it's just like you two and it's still framed up in your room.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
That's just.
I don't know how I feel about like girl best friends or guy.
No, my like, thing is, okay, it depends on how long. Because if it's like recent, then it's like.
I think that's weird.
That you know, that is weird. Because let's say you guys have only been friends for like a month.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you guys got something going on.
No, yeah. But it's like.
But if it's like childhood friends, like I've been your neighbor kind of friend.
I can't cut that off. Like that's
no,
not
because
my...
you guys are neighbors.
Yeah, like I can't.
And your
do
like
that.
Parents are probably really close.
Yeah, that's kind of like messed up.
But at that point, it's like I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Okay. If I've talked to your girl best friend and I can trust her, then it's like I'm gonna have girl nights with her.
Oh no! Yeah, if you can be friends with them and build trust, I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Or if it's like, what about hanging out alone?
I think that depends.
I feel like, yeah.
Because it's like, if you already have a feeling that they're not going to do something, then it's like, okay, go ahead. And
yeah.
You guys have been friends for like years.
Yeah.
But if it's like recent and you know for a fact he's going to like do something in the back of his head, he's probably like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's like this whole like debate question. It's been going on for damn near centuries. Can girls and guys just be friends, or is there always going to be that, like, attention.
To be honest, I think it's possible.
I do think it's possible. I don't want to say it depends on your age, but in a way, I feel like it might depend on your age. But I feel like girls and guys can be friends just because it's like, at the end of the day,
y'all are mutuals.
There's girls and guys, like half of the population.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like you guys, you don't need to mess around half the time.
Yeah, like you don't, like you can't cut out half of the world's population.
It's like just if, it's like if you guys got married, like you and your like spouse,
yeah,
and you had like a girlfriend still, like your best friend, like they can hang out.
Yeah, because it's like you need to trust your partner.
That's not, yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know, I just think it's weird when it's like, oh, like you can't have any girl best friends, you can't do anything like that.
I feel like it's true for certain people.
For certain people, for sure. Like,
if you know for a fact they're already like an F boy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. You are not having a girl best friend.
Yeah.
I'm cutting you off.
Yeah. I'm cutting off your phone line.
And that's what I'm saying.
You're not going to have any communication with anyone.
Your
Wi-Fi is off.
I
took your box.
I was going to say your street wires are cut.
You just climbing up on the pool.
I'm like electrocuted.
Yeah. I think it's kind of ridiculous that people say that.
But yes, again, but it depends.
It depends. Just because I feel like, especially high schoolers, if you're like grown, like how are you going to avoid every guy that comes your way? Yeah. But if high school, I feel like.
High school, I think it makes sense.
A little bit. Just because it's like.
But it still depends on how long you guys have been friends with, too.
Yeah. Just because it's like you're young and frisky.
Yeah, but college.
College is, I think a little worse.
No, I was going to say, I think college is worse than high school.
No, it went from young and frisky to young and...
frisky on drugs.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's both either way, but...
Well, yeah, but, like, just because you're in college and you're, like, the age now...
Yeah,
you're of, like frat parties and, like, mess arounds, I guess you could say.
Yeah, dorm to dorm.
And you don't have, like... a parent supervision anymore.
No, yeah.
Because you're considered a young adult.
Yeah, you're just going wild.
Yeah, you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Someone's going to find you in a passed out parking lot.
That's honestly hella true. Would you date, like, the opposite sex of you? Like, if you're a guy, would you date yourself? Because honestly...
You would.
I think I would. I'm a catch.
It depends on I honestly think it depends on what I look like as a dude.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm like real ugly, I don't think myself would want to date me.
Yeah. I feel like who in this room would look like Jay Park?
To be honest, I don't really know what Jay Park looks like.
No, I know. But I mean, yeah. But I feel like I would date the opposite person of myself just because, I mean, maybe not right now mentally, but like.
But physically.
Physically. I think it's a possible consideration.
No, I think so too. Just, if we're cutting off from like,
it depends on how tall I am. If I'm the same height, I gotta get like 6 inches on
me. No, I was gonna say it depends what category you're gonna say. Like, let's say I don't got looks but I got the personality.
Yeah, it's like what you are like right now.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if they're looking at me and I'm like, they're like, damn, like, she's not attractive, but, like, she got the personality.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like maybe later on in life.
Yeah, like, college year.
Yeah. But also, that reminded me of this one question that I heard, where it's like, would you rather be married to someone who's good-looking but thinks you're ugly, or someone who's ugly but loves you?
I think I would marry someone that's attractive that thinks I'm ugly.
Really?
But do they still love me?
Yeah, they still love you. They adore you.
Like, to the point where I know for a fact they will not run off after our engagement.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say it's going to be a trustworthy relationship.
But no, yeah.
You're just ugly, Loki.
I'm just a little rough looking.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't know. I don't really like that question.
I don't like that question either.
Okay.
Just because I'm not married.
Yeah. Let your mama die or suck.
I'm sorry. No, just kidding.
You're gonna let your mama die?
How am I supposed to say my mama? It depends what situation she's in. Can I just save her?
Yeah. He's a 4, but he takes amazing pictures of you. Honestly?
I was going to say he might be a 6 now.
I love when people can take good pictures of me.
Yeah, but it depends how I look in it. If my face is thrown off and you take some...
No, he takes amazing pictures of you. Like, yeah, you look good but in the picture.
But, like, what if I'm... It's still a good picture, but my face is slightly tweaked off.
I think it's going to be a good picture.
Okay.
Just, like, a good picture.
Like a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Like, oh, like, I don't even need to, like, go through the rest of them.
Oh, then I feel like he's,
I'm
going to
say 6.5.
I was going to say he's, like, a... Not a... I was...
Just because,
yeah, like a 6.5.
I really love when people can take, like, good, like, off-guard pictures of myself.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. I look so dumb.
I look so posed.
No, yeah. I'm trying to be subtle, and it's like...
My eyes a little twitch. No,
yeah. My hand just raised up in the air, like...
No, yeah. But if it's, like, an actual, like, off-guard picture of me, then it looks super good.
He's a 10, but he acts like a baby when he doesn't get what he wants.
He's a 5. Not, no.
No, like a 3.
He's a 2.
Yeah, bad. No debate.
No, it's like, why? Why?
Why are you acting like a little kid? Like, stand up.
Like, you a man.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you acting like a little baby?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I don't like that. Same thing with anything baby related.
Get out of here. I'm breaking up with you.
No, facts. I don't even need to talk about
it. You make me uncomfortable now.
Mm-hmm. He's a 10, but he doesn't argue back. Honestly?
I think he's, honestly, he might be a 7.
I was going to say 8 or 7, yeah.
Just because if I'm arguing with you, I want you to at least argue a little with me.
No, yeah. I get that some people need to be, like, have their space, how to, like, process their thoughts.
And, like, get reinsured and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's, like, at least have your feelings still come out.
No, yeah. Just because, like, I feel like whenever it's like this, they'll just be, like they'll agree with anything you say. Be like, okay,
yeah, and
yeah,
it's like,
that's what you want. Which is, like, nice in certain situations, but it's, like, you're not, like, being honest.
No, and I could tell you're not.
Yeah, or it can low-key make you feel crazy.
No, it's going to make the girl feel like...
Or whoever's arguing.
Or, yeah, whoever's, like, arguing, like, I don't know if... Not insane, but, like...
It's going to make you feel like, am I, like, overreacting? Because you're so calm right now. And I'm, like... Not based on true stories or anything.
Nothing.
He's a 4, but he's loyal.
Okay, but he's a 4, so no one want him. Of course he's going to be loyal.
Of course he's loyal, and nobody's trying to get at him. He can't find no one else.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a 4, you're not even attractive.
Yeah.
So no one's going to, like, try dragging for you.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry, but...
It's real.
Maybe a 4.5.
Honestly, it's not even like, oh, he's loyal. I feel like that's just so bare minimum.
That's what I'm saying.
Loyal, like, is so bare. That's, like, that's, how is that even like, oh, but he's loyal. Like, he should be. That shouldn't be a...
Well, yeah, but either way, he's ugly, so no girl's gonna go after him.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's bare minimum, but, like, even if he is, it's like, come
no,
on.
Yeah, like... If he's a 4 without being loyal, I'm going to drop you right away.
If he's a 4 and he's not loyal, I'm drop kicking you.
I'm like, why am I with you in the first place?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ugly ass.
No, that's what I'm saying. You hella ugly and I still win for you.
Yeah. He's a 4, but he's loyal, but he's funny. Off of the other one.
No.
Okay. he's a 4, but he pays for everything. Me personally, I'm gonna bump him up.
I might bump him up to like a 5.
Really? I was saying 6.5.
Yeah, I was gonna say like 5.
6.8. I don't wanna say 7 just because I don't wanna sound like a gold digger conceited.
Pay for everything. Girl. Is there a money limit?
I'm sure there's like a. I mean, pay for everything, like hypothetically. Like,
are you gonna buy me my shoes?
Probably.
Like, oh, then you're a 6.
No, yeah. Like, he buys, like, you, like, pretty much everything.
Yeah, I would boost you.
I would definitely boost you. But don't be afraid to be an independent, strong woman. And
oh,
have
with
your own money. Yeah, you don't want to rely on your guy.
No, yeah. Because when he leaves, you're broke.
Yep.
Well, you're broke with some nice-ass clothes.
You're broke, but you can't sustain it.
No, yeah.
He's a 9, but he's a SoundCloud rapper.
How good is his music?
Mm.
Because dude, you can be a SoundCloud rapper with the worst music in the world.
Yeah. Or, but I feel like every time you drop them, they're going to blow up. So do you stick it out with your SoundCloud rapper? Or
I'm going to stick it out for a month. If your music don't get better in a month, I'm drop kicking you.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like SoundCloud rappers, I'm going to say that it's bad. Just because
they're bad, but they can get better.
Yeah. I feel like
it's possible. Wait, what are they?
He's a 9. Because what if you're like, oh, like you're dating someone. You're dating the SoundCloud rapper. And you're talking to your friends and they're like, oh, like he's a SoundCloud rapper. And they're like, oh, like let me listen to his music. And you're like, oh, he...
Like, but it's not like bad. I'm flexing him.
Yeah.
Like, he's really attractive, but it's not like, oh, I'm dating a SoundCloud rapper. They're going to be like, a SoundCloud rapper?
They're going to be like, that's...
That's like the lowest low. It's lower than Spotify. If you can't make it on Spotify... Oh, no,
yeah. He's the 10, but he calls you mommy. Gross.
Oh, he's a 10.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
You heard it here, folks. That's Yanni's prerogative. Don't try me with that, though.
No, call me daddy. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's a 10, but he's rude to service staff. Like, waiters.
Oh, no, he's like a 6.
He's like a 0.
Well, okay, it depends on what they did.
Service staff, I'm going to say most likely they didn't do anything. Like, they're just doing their job. Like,
oh, they're just there.
Yeah. Like, if he's rude to the waiter, you know? I hate that so much.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, no, yeah.
I really hate that.
But I feel like there's also, if it's just out of nowhere, then you're a 2.
He's just like rude to the waiter, like.
Then, yeah, you're just.
Why are my fries out yet? I've been waiting for 2 minutes.
Oh, then I'm leaving.
That's what I'm saying.
But if it's like.
Eating and dining you.
No, if it's like.
I mean, what? Eat and dine. What's
you're
that?
You're.
Dine and dash. Yeah. I was like, that's not
you're
right.
You're eating dining. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if there's a reason behind it, then you don't drop that low.
Yeah.
But if it's just like, oh, like, I'm getting impatient for my food, or like you're just in my way. Yeah.
Or they don't tip well, or they're at just, all.
Yeah, then you're dropping down really far.
No, yeah.
I don't know how low.
Just, I really hate that. He's a 7, but he gets jealous easily.
I think you're still a 2. Because, okay, first of all, what are you getting jealous of?
Just probably, like just dumb things. Like, little things that really don't matter.
Yeah, then you're like maybe a 3.
I was going to say, like, 5.
Just because it's, like...
Or 4, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a 4. Just because I can tell you care.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you don't... You're getting jealous of me just handing some man, like... Like a cash register. Like,
yeah. Or just like...
Like a cat... Not cash register. Cashier.
You're handing him the cash register. Yeah. You're not... You're handing the cashier... You mean you're handing the cashier cash?
Yes.
Okay.
But at first I said cash register.
Okay. I think it's like... I don't drop him that low just because it's like, I know you care. But at the end of the day, it's like... You just need to trust that I'm not going to do anything. So you don't need to get jealous.
But I know I'm going to get annoyed with that.
No, that's true.
That's why I'm dropping him so low.
Because then that's probably going to start hella arguments. And then it's going to be like...
Because I know for a fact we're arguing every single day.
Yeah.
Because you don't trust me, but you... I know you care, but you don't trust me enough.
Yeah.